Jane's calling us from Monroe.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I also want to ask you, I have a friend that is a male friend that is having gold markers put in his prostate and in preparation for radiation for prostate cancer. His numbers are going up. He had several tests, and they are going up. And he wanted to know if there was any vitamins or something that he could take that would help him with the radiation.
When is this radiation scheduled, ma'am?
They're getting the gold markers this coming week, and then the doctor is going to schedule it sometime in the future soon.
Okay. And do you happen to know, is this proton beam irradiation or is it regular X irradiation?
I don't know.
Please check on that, because proton beam irradiation, which is being done right here in the Seattle area, previously I had to send people to California for it, is a whole bunch safer. Now, I didn't say it was totally safe, okay, but it's a whole bunch safer than X-ray irradiation by far.
Okay.
And there is a all you'd have to do is put proton beam prostate cancer Seattle into your search engine, and you'd find which of the large hospitals is doing it.
Okay.
If you were interested in that. Now, getting to your basic question, one of the things that's been shown to protect the circulating white blood cells against the effects of X-ray radiation is melatonin. You got any of that around the house? A lot of people do.
Uh-huh.
So one takes melatonin at bedtime every night for several nights before going in for radiation. And then, of course, when the radiation beam is out of you, then you probably ought to take it for a couple of days more, but that's that. Now, for comprehensive information on this from doctors who talk to people about this all the time, there are two of our doctors at Tahoma Clinic, Dr. Davis Lamson, L-A-M-S-O-N, and Dr. John Sherman, who actually half their practices are working with people who are fighting one or another cancer by either totally conventional means, but they want to just protect themselves, as you're talking about, or they're combining natural with conventional, or they're going totally natural. And they've been doing this for years, both of them, for over 20 years, each one of them.
Okay. All right, I'll let them know. And I had another question. I have another friend.
Ma'am, could you do that after the break, please? Because they're asking me not to.
Would you let me hold? That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, the board operator will let you hold. I don't have any control over that.
Thank you.
But he'll do it. Okay, hang on. Jane, was that? That was Jane, wasn't it? Sure was.
Yes, hi. I just had a question for a friend of mine that's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And another girlfriend of mine who listens to you also, she said that you've had past shows on that, but so I don't know if you want to recommend to me another show to listen to, or if you'd give me something today.
Oh, I can quickly give you something today, ma'am. This is one I really, really like because it comes from research, of course, done over in Europe, used unpatentable substance, but what do you expect? What they found is that people who have early Parkinson's, if they gave them an injection, and they pointed out it had to be an injection, and that's because they wanted to flood the body with a bunch of vitamin B1 called thiamine all at once, that some of those people with early Parkinson's actually had it turned around and went away, ma'am. I am not kidding. It was not 100%, but some of them. And the further a person got into Parkinson's, the less likely it was to work. But they identified something called the vitamin B1 transporter system in the brain as being defective in people who have Parkinson's. No kidding. Now, trouble is you will not, as far as I'm aware, get that information from mainstream medicine. It's not patentable. There's no detailed men out there pushing it. It's not in the medical journals, except if you really read into a whole lot of medical journals, which we do at Tahoma Clinic. So there you'd probably want to check in with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.
I can't hear you. Somehow it's breaking. It's not
I'm
my
sorry.
Phone.
No, I said for that reason, you'd probably want to check in with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who knows about that vitamin B1 research. And then here's the other thing, ma'am. There are many other natural things that will favorably impact Parkinson's, too. In fact, it's a fairly long list, so I check in with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Otherwise, what you'll get is the usual patent medicines.
Okay, and what doctor at the Tahoma Clinic would that be?
Actually, we discuss this sort of thing at doctors' meetings, so if you were to check in either in the Tukwila branch or the North Seattle branch, the doctors in both places have heard about this at doctors' meetings.
Okay. Okay, so either branch.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. And you were talking about the iodine. Now, I've had intravenous iodine for a test in the past, and I had a severe reaction of not being able to breathe with it. So all these things that you talked about today about potassium iodide and using iodine and everything, are those possible for me or not?
Are you saying you had an allergic reaction to iodine, ma'am? Because if you are, you would have to
I had intravenous iodine because I was having an X-ray test. And I ended up with severe headache for about 30 seconds, and then it went down into my chest. I couldn't breathe.
Yes, ma'am. I would not be using any iodine or iodide until you check with a doctor who, again, is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can safely run a test for you for allergy to iodine and iodide. And if you are allergic, can get you desensitized. I'm not kidding. I've been desensitized to natural stuff that I shouldn't be allergic to. Most people aren't, but I am. So I got desensitized. Now, that's only done at Tukwila.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, and you did mention about it being used for COPD, and I couldn't get it. I didn't get it written down. What was that that you they used potassium iodide for COPD?
Yes, ma'am. And this last thing here, and that is I was actually taught at the University of Michigan, no less, if you have COPD, you take 6 drops of potassium iodide and you work with a doctor because you should get your thyroid checked occasionally. But that cuts down very significantly on the number of respiratory tract infections that the
COPD. Okay, and how much was that?
Just six drops.
6 drops, okay.
And remember, okay, it's sold under the term of Bernard's solution these days.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and have my, that was my sister that has that, and I'll have her talk to her doctor about it.
Okay.
Do you think a regular doctor would help with that?
Can't say, ma'am. Some regular doctors are opening up a little bit more these days. Others are just saying we're all quacks, and I can't predict which one you'd see.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, doctor. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.